Hello?
Hello, my name is Alex for customer service. Returning a call back to this number. Can I speak to the person who requested the call, please?
That's me.
How can I help you today?
Well, I got to charge my credit card for $7.95, and I didn't order anything from you. I don't know why y'all would charge me anything.
Can I have the zip code to better assist you, please?
Pardon me?
May I have the zip code to better assist you, please?
74851.
74851.
Yes.
First and last name.
My name is Larry Dodson, Dodson.
Yes, Mr. Johnson, I do see an account in your name. Can you verify your email for me, please?
It's my name, Larry Dodson, 219 at Yahoo.
Thank you. Just waiting on the transactions to load. Give me 1 second. Okay, so you don't recall paying $7.95 for the toolbox?
Oh, it's supposed to be $2, and I never got no toolbox.
Well, Ms. Harry, $7.95, and you paid for the toolbox in sweepstakes entry for a chance to win it, not that you had actually won.
Well,
So
I
that
was
is where
supposed
that
to,
$7.95 charge is coming
on
from.
the ad it said it was $2. Where'd the
If you see a
$7.95 come
MasterCard
from?
promo or something like that, we don't have anything to do with that promo. If it wasn't added, you would need to contact the MasterCard. That
What happened to
charge
the
is
toolbox?
originally at $7.95, and you paid for a sweepstakes entry to win the toolbox, not that you had won it.
It said you had an overstock of items, and to receive something that y'all overstocked of, pay $2, not $7.95. $2.
Yes, sir.
And
Again, that original price is $7.95, and you didn't win the toolbox. It's a sweepstakes entry for a chance to win the toolbox, and that's in the terms and conditions as well.
well, I already contacted my bank and told them stop payment on this because I didn't get anything from you. I didn't want anything from you. I didn't buy anything from you. So the payment stopped, and I will get my money back, and they will investigate.
Well, sir, I can cancel the account and give you your $7.95 back.
You can do that, but my bank's already doing it. I mean, yeah, you can do
Okay.
that.
Well, if you've already started the dispute with your bank, then you would go ahead and let your bank handle it. And regarding the refund, your bank can give us a
Yeah,
call.
your ad was very misleading. It said for $2 you can buy some overstock items that y'all have left over in your warehouse from Amazon or wherever, UPS. It was supposed to be $2, not $7.95, and I never signed up for no sweepstakes. So if you would just refund me the money, I would appreciate it.
Have you already started the dispute with the bank?
Well, I clicked on that and it gave me this phone number, and I was going to call you first and see if you could explain it to me and why you charged me $7.95 instead of $2 and I didn't receive any toolbox. So I thought I'd give you the opportunity first before I initiate the claim further. I started
Okay.
to, but again, your number popped up and I said, I'm going to call them, see what happens. So if you want to refund me the money, that's fine because your ad was misleading and the whole thing's a scam, I think.
Okay, so that refund will be back in the account in 3 to 5 business days, and the account is canceled.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling
We'll see.
customer service. Have a great day.